boundless deeps in the oceans are we.
I've been hiding from the world, and I need to re-enter. And then the funniest thing happened.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Pittsburgh. Okay, I like this.
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers.
That's Mind Funnel, Mind Funnel, Mind Funnel. Say that in the mirror three times. Oh, you don't know what'll happen. It gets scary. Thank you for tuning in to Mind Funnel. Maybe you didn't actually do it on purpose, but here you are. Mind Funnel is your place for heavier music, sometimes electronic music, sometimes death metal, sometimes sludge, sometimes punk. And we're going to start with some punk here from Propagandhi, our Canadian friends over in Winnipeg. Let's Go, new album from them this year.
Time was long before time. Scratch every bear, lick every boot, make every appeal. Prostrate yourself to the killing machine, spare yourself from its wheels. Better than that mirror, so seductively off your tongue. Your reckoning has begun.
Well, you know you're deep in the mind funnel when Raised Fist is blaring on the radio. Yeah. It's hard to tune out of this stuff. So this is Raised Fist from their album Sound of the Republic. They're a hardcore band out of Sweden. And before that, like I was saying, Propagandi, our fellas from Winnipeg. Their new album called At Peace just out this month or last month with a few singles here and there. I heard a really neat interview with them at the release of the album or at the release of the first few singles on CBC. And I'm going to try to dig that up and play a couple of minutes from that interview. Just interesting to hear from a punk rock band that's been around for, 25, 30 years, and how their music has changed, how their process has changed, and how they write music now. I mean, you're pushing 50. Like, you have to change the way you think about music and write music, especially when you used to be like a hardcore punk rocker. So interesting to hear that. And yeah, I'll dig that up in a couple songs. And yes, you are listening to CICK 939 FM, Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Kazia territory of the Get'em Done Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Love this place that we call Smithers. What a place. Welcome to spring. All right, this is Maruja. Interesting sort of prog rock band. Oh, see, when you've got wind instruments, you know you're listening to prog rock, or at least some sort of. Yeah, let's listen. Let's get back in here. After this, I've got Godmother Spellcraft, which is another heavy sort of blast beat song I've played on here a bunch of times. I'll let you go listen to a few more songs here and then come back to you with some clips from CBC talking to Propagandi a little later. Even on a bleeding, there's a liar in the devil. Through the smoke, the fire breathing, leave you nothing but disheveled. What? The red paws, bludging in the truth. Tepid and it's flaky, evidence and proof. Politicians snaky, stuck inside a loop. When it's money over mind, there will never be a truth. They look down on us. Look down on us. Look down on us! And that was Adrift with Abracadabra. Apologies for the quick stop there. I have there's a song coming up by the Cancer Bats, a song out of Toronto, with the backstory to it. So I had to like grab the controls and pause the music as that song is finishing. But that was Adrift with Abracadabra, and before that was Adrift as well with Concrete. Adrift have a new album coming out, and I'm listening to them a little bit, kind of sludgy rock music there. I kind of like them. Grating lyrics, grating vocals, that is. Also, listening to CSCK 93.9 FM, let's thank some sponsors out there. I'm going to thank the BV Concert Association for supporting us. And also, we were at a show put on by BV Concert Association in collaboration with CICK. It was a show at the Old Church. A couple of really good sort of BC bands and local groups played there. Some out of Smithers as well. So that was a ton of fun. And also, let's thank Ranch House Tattoo on Main Street. You guys are awesome. Thanks for supporting. I have a tattoo. I'm going back for another one. So there it is. Thanks for supporting Community Radio. We rely on volunteers, and we rely on people out there just like you that are listening and put time in and volunteer to help us. So thank you for all of you. So, okay, what was I saying? This next band, Cancer Bats, a band out of Toronto, been playing forever as well. Probably been on the road for 25 years or more. They were on tour in the United States, which right now is not a great time to be a Canadian band on tour in the United States. You might have some conflicting feelings about that. But when all this crap was going on, things were getting kind of political. The Cancer Bats had their tour van stolen with all their gear and all their personal stuff. So, I mean, we're talking like tens of thousands of dollars stuff stolen along with their van. And that's how bands tour sometimes. So all their stuff was stolen overnight in Minneapolis. And it was just heartbreaking. I think they obviously missed a bunch of shows, but I think they raised a whole bunch of money. They got some of the stuff back, I think. And they released a song to thank the fans. And this is the one, it's called Backstab the Rat Race. I don't remember it, but I added it to this playlist because it's a new song and it's the Cancer Bats. And we're supporting Canadian right now. And then let me think. Oh, yeah, the interview thing with Propagandy right after this. I'm going to dig that clip up and play that for you. So have a listen to Cancer Bats. And listen, don't steal stuff. Don't steal stuff. That's just it.
Okay. arguably one of the biggest political punk bands in the world, released their first song in 8 years. And guess what? They're from Winnipeg. I went down to Propaganda's jam space to talk about the new song, their upcoming album, and the state of worldly affairs. You just wrote the song At Peace, and it's your first song you've released in 8 years. What was the writing process like for that song?
You know, like Chris and I, you know, like we pick each other up, start talking about everything that's bothering us, get here, see Jorb, start it all over again right where we started, you know what I mean? And everyone's all amped up, and then we start practicing, you know, and, you know, and the ideas start going around, and then stuff starts showing up in lyrics, you know, and like you can see yourself, like I can see like us reflected in Chris's lyrics, he could probably see himself reflected in my lyrics. And
like if there was a formula or something, it'd be so much easier, but it's just everything's such a struggle for us. Like we have to struggle against our own musical inability and our own inability to string words together and even probably spell and use punctuation to get to where we want to go. By the time you're done, you have no idea how you got there. Maybe not quite driving, but a boy,
yeah, I have that feeling. How then have you changed as a band in the last 8 years?
Well, the ravages of time.
Yeah.
On us.
Yeah, I mean, we've aged quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it has repercussions.
After a bunch of decades of that wear and tear, I kind of went backwards and then sort of reevaluated, okay, lighter is maybe okay. Like, you know, make things less enduring on the body and then it's less enduring on the mind.
I think we've always had this tendency to ratchet up the speed even when it wasn't necessary, just to impart this sense of energy and power that appeals to us, mostly because of the music we grew up on. But on this record, I felt like we were consciously trying to like, let's dial it back and then maybe dial it back even more out of our comfort zone and see what we could do.
How does your music reflect today's political climate?
Maybe it less reflects like a current political climate and more it's like the psychology represented on the record is a product of an ongoing political climate that's been going on since we've become aware of how the world actually works.
Dear Propaganda, I am writing to let you know how much damage your...
blinded by desire. As the fires clouded by the smoke, as the mirrors clouded by the dust, all desires seek to blind the soul. Put your torches and pitchforks away. The morning sun will come to spell the dark. Just leave it to the cold, hot light of day before you drive a stake through someone's heart. And take a look into that mirror. What do you see there? On our best days we reflect all the times we disappear.
It's true what they say, vampires are real, they will suck the blood from out of you. Propaganda says so, believe it. Those guys are experienced. Okay, you know, we have to... What do we gotta do here? We gotta do some updates on air. Let's see. The 42nd Midsummer Music Festival is coming up July 4th to 6th in Smithers. They are 100% volunteer-run festival annually in Smithers. Tons of headliners, some names like Connie Caldor, Entangados, Mimi O'Boswain, Who Dost, The Flamenco Caravan, The Tanglewood Trio. If any of those names appeal to you, come check out the Midsummer Music Festival. The weather is going to be awesome. And a great place for family and friends and seeing cool local and regional talent. Really exciting. Tons of food and crafts and vendors. And it happens at the festival grounds. Again, July 4th to 6th in Smithers, BC. Check it out. And there's a... Has this happened yet? No. June 6th and 7th. The Friends of the Smithers Library are having a garage sale fundraiser. 100% of the proceeds go to purchasing children's books for Smithers Public Library. Okay, that's on Elm Crescent, 4365. I think that's at the library, Elm Crescent. Doesn't ring a bell for me, but maybe I just don't look at the street names around there. I bet it's at the library. June 6th and 7th. Friday 5 to 8 p.m., Saturday 8:30 to 11 a.m. Great activity for you and your family on Saturday morning on June 7th. Garage sale fundraiser at the library. And one more here on Smithers Community Radio. Smithers Community Radio is hiring a summer intern. Oh, what a cool opportunity, okay? You got to be between 15 and 30 years old. I don't know why you can't be 35 or 40. But them's the rules. And the summer intern at the radio station here, not only do you get to meet a bunch of cool, awesome volunteers who love metal and punk rock like myself, but all sorts of people who love all sorts of music here. Let's see. You might have to work occasional weekends if there are events and stuff. But guess what? You get to help out those events and meet even more cool people and listen to cool live music. There's a pedal powered party machine trailer that you'll be in charge of. cool. That means that you gotta ride a bike, okay? You have to have a driver's license and access to a vehicle because I think you have to move around a lot. Anyway, audio mixing, radio podcasting, music, producing stuff here on CICK, the coolest radio station in the north, completely run by volunteers. Again, we are hiring a summer intern starting in June. Oh, so call quickly. Come on. So 8 weeks, whenever you start. Okay. And then, is there anything else? No, we got the thingy, we got the thingy, and we got the thingy. That's it. Okay. Let's not forget, you're listening to Mind Funnel on CICK 939 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I am sitting here in the cool-ass train car, downtown Smithers, pumping out some of the best tunes, keeping you energized. All right, once again, this is Tor. You're listening to Mind Funnel. Let's get back to more music. A couple more songs here from a band called Harikari for the Sky, a new album called Scorched Earth.
Yeah. It isn't always I am well, sometimes I am ailing. And yet in steaming night I smile to downplay this my failing. And make a noise to bury all of your weeping and your wailing. And then in bed by little light, I'm closed off from it all. I must try and bring a conscious end tonight, and hope that dreams begin to fall. The color of my dreams, they sometimes even I see you. And hear the night go on and on. And not tomorrow and the dawn. Whatever map I lay upon, tis on. The color of my dreams, if I had dreams, there would be you, Ruby. Everything I do is done to bring you closer to me. When you sleep, your breath it blows right on through me. We'll be right back.
reflection made, shave my head to force the change to be unrecognized.